is Wade Rathke with the daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. An unusually high percentage of charter schools, about 80%, are operated for profit. In Detroit, which has the nation's second highest share of students in charter schools, the charters have been characterized by a high churn of students, teachers, as well as the companies that operate the schools. Even groups that support charters have pushed to establish stricter oversight, but legislation to do so failed last spring, largely because of lobbying by the DeVos Group. Betty DeVos of Amway Wealth was announced by President-elect Trump as his pick for education secretary. In 2015, median income for black households was 59.5%, that for whites, $35,544 annually to $61,394. African Americans are not making the numbers. According to a 2013 study, just 56% of children at or below the poverty line had recess, compared with 83% of those above the poverty line. Approximately 3 million to 4 million Americans are pathological gamblers, and 1 in 5 gambling addicts attempt suicide. Asia now has 147 free trade agreements in force, up from 82 a decade ago. A further 68 are under negotiation. Sierra Leone's Anti-Corruption Commission launched a scheme in partnership with Britain's overseas ministry called Pay No Bribe. The project provides a hotline, a phone app, and a web portal for citizens to anonymously report everyday corruption. In a tragic irony, in the Salad Bowl of America, Salinas, California Valley, more than a third of the children in the Salinas City Elementary School District are homeless. Overall, diabetes rates are rising and projected to soar, and 85% of farm workers in the valley are overweight or obese, partly because unhealthy food is less costly, according to a professor who studies the health of farm workers. European Parliament voted to suspend talks with Turkey on European Union membership, the most forceful response yet to the crackdown by the President Erdogan against political opponents. Some analysts say the economic impact of a collapse in the waterfront property market due to climate change could surpass that of the bursting dot-com and real estate bubbles of 2000 and 2008. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.